Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Pastor Sims, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, something was going on with my phone while I was not allowing you all to hear me, but okay.
Can you hear me at first? Can you hear anything?
Okay, then I'm going to put it back on pause. Praise the Lord again. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Sometimes we have technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we move forward and give God glory. Amen. Praise God. While we're waiting for others to come on and who dropped off to come back on, praise the Lord. Only just one call, I think that was Brother Black that fell off. But if anyone else did, we just bless the Lord. I'm going to read this in your hearing. Daily Confession of Faith. In Christ, I'm anointed and a powerful person of God. I am joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel of his blessing. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeting before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasures and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snares of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are hearing me up to their hands, lest I bury me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. As declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2, 9 established, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, 24 states, I have been healed by his stripes. Thank you, Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, affections, or any kind of disease that cannot enter my body. I am without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of God, of the Lord, and their righteousness is formed from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, that peace will be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalms 122:6-9. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Welcome the rest of those that have joined us on the Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you to this time that we will intercede in prayer, worship the Lord, glorify him, magnify him, and give him his rightly due. Our beloved Savior, we bless you, Jesus. We honor you. We give glory and praise to thee, O Lord. We bow down, hallelujah, and worship you. Oh, God, we thank you for all your great and mighty acts. Thank you for your present help. Present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord God, for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. Thank you, Lord God, for washing us in the blood and cleansing us. Thank you for another opportunity to repent. Thank you for the power of forgiveness. Thank you for the agape. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, to be a partaker of the kingdom of God, and of his righteousness, of his holiness. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be part of the royal priesthood. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, there's none like you. We bless you for our families and bless you for our church family. Bless you, God, for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Thank you, Lord God, for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for being our protector. Thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Shalom, a God of peace. Thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Mekadesh, the one that sanctifies. Thank you, Lord God, for being El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. You are a wonder. Glory to God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for blessing us and forming us into a place where we can be not conformed to this world, but being transformed into your marvelous light, glory to God, and to be a vessel that you can use even at this hour and this time. Thank you, Lord God, for you being a light, hallelujah, to our pathway through your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for the weapons that you've given us that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, hallelujah, to be able to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You said those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Thank you for opening our ears that we may hear. Thank you for speaking, glory to God, through us, using this tongue for your glory in the name of Jesus. Any error in our lives, anything, glory to God, that's contrary to your will that's in our lives, God, we pray, repent, and ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us and things that we need, hallelujah, to be revealed so we won't continuously make it a repeat. Glory, offense against you in the name of Jesus. Help us to recognize and help us to submit and submit into your will and obey that you've called us to do. God, we just bless you for these prayer warriors. God, those ones that are so faithful to come on every week, glory to God. And thank you, Lord God, for their desire to fulfill your will. And if they even miss this, glory to God, you have the prayer in their heart. They're still praying and seeking out your face. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed their homes, blessed their bodies, blessed their mind, blessed their determination to stay in the race and continue to seek your face and obey your will. God, we pray, God, that you will keep them healed, keep their families healed and whole. Pray, glory to God, for our church family in the same. We pray, glory to God, for those who don't know you in the part of their sins, God. Pray, glory to God, for salvation. Pray for awakening, a shaking. God, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh so they can receive your word and they won't trample on it, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. They'll come to a place and they recognize they need a Savior, need a Deliverer, and to recognize you are God and you are Lord and you love them in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, glory to God, we as believers are that we will have a light shining and glory won't be flickering up on the bushel, up on the lamp, glory shade, but it will bright be on the hill. God, help us, even that, glory to God, that we may fall once in a while, but not being repeat offenders. God, help us to always run to the rock that's higher than us. Keep a repentant heart according to 1 John 1:9. Thank you for Romans 8:28. It says you work all things together for good for those that love the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for Psalms 23, that you are our shepherd. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you cause us to lay down in green pastures. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and setting a table in the presence of our enemies. Thank you for Deuteronomy 28 to tell us that we're the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. Oh, God, we thank you that you bless us to say when our enemy comes in one way, you're causing to flee seven. As you said in 23rd Psalm, glory to God, that present help, that you have set that table in the midst of our enemies, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless and you'll continue to keep us healed according to your stripes, by your stripes we were healed. We are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We are thanking you, Lord God, that you said in Philippians that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. And you said also that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. There's so many promises in your word. So many things. If we walk up right before you, said you're hold no good thing from us. God, you say glory to God. Oh, you even let us know how you allow cause enemies to be our footstool. You all told us in your word, glory to God, if we delight in you, oh, you'll give us the desires of our heart. You have told us in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord and be of good courage that you will strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you said in Isaiah 40, glory, you'll cause us to soar like the eagle, run and not be weary. Help us, Lord, like never before, to trust in you, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All that ways acknowledge you, and you'll direct our path. All we'll say it, we'll preach it. All glory to God, we'll prophesy it and whatever, but living in this another thing, teaching us the more how to learn to submit ourselves to the Lord, as you said to Peter, and resist the devil, he'll flee. But we got to learn how to submit ourselves to you daily, so we'll learn, hallelujah, and be determined with discipline, glory, our determination with no reservation, that we are going to trust you and not lean to our own understanding, that we'll practice that. Don't be provoked by the enemy when he tries to take us off course, when he tries to do things to lure us, glory to God, hallelujah, over another territory, instead of staying on the path that you have set before us. God, is so many things that you have set up for us for blessing, and many times you even answer before we even call in the name of Jesus. And you already let us know, glory, faith is the only thing that please you, according to your glory to God. Glory to God through your word in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews, God help us like never before to be in have a prayer life, letting the Holy Spirit take charge. Don't grieve him. Putting on our whole armor and keeping it on. Glory to God. Might be going through the battles. We got to go through back and check and make sure everything in place so we can be effective and not an infection. Effective in our prayers. So as you said, the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous avail us much, according to, glory to God, you said, and James. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, as you done told us in Peter, that the enemy comes. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and you'll do the exalting. Humble ourselves. If you have to humble, then we got to go through extra suffering unnecessarily. But if we humble ourselves, you'll do the exalting in this. Our blessings, glory to God, in humility. In the name of Jesus, promotions in humility. God, we bless you. You told us that the enemy going to come in like a roaring lion. But you told us to be alert, be vigilant. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, according to John 10:10, said that thief, he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So with all of that and the power and authority that you've given us to bind and loose, God help us to walk in the authority, stay on the path, submit ourselves and be obedient. Open our ears, glory, and put our ears to your mouth so that way we can hear what you're saying. And glory to God, so commit to doing it and carrying it out. In the name of Jesus, you said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You know the challenges that we go through. You already been through and been tested and glory to God, been through every kind of hurt and pain and disappointment that we can even ever imagine in 100,000 years. In the name of Jesus, you went through in 3 days. God, help us to know, glory, you went through so we can go through and become overcomers, triumphant, and victorious in you. We are not the victim. We are the victors in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. And the more we stand together collectively, bearing one another burdens, standing together in agreement, putting the enemy to flight, we can see more of healings and deliverance in this land in the name of Jesus, in spite of what the enemy is doing. Glory to God, because you caused us and put us apart, set us apart and put us in the earth realm, glory to God, to be the light, to be a witness, to be an example, to be, glory to God, a priest, glory to God, an ambassador for you, and to lift your name up. And you said when we lift you up, you'll draw all men to you. Oh, you gave us power, glory to God, and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, that we'll use these giftings that you've given us, glory, through faith and through healings and through deliverance and whatever, glory to God, you've given us, glory, to get the word out and to do and to preach and teach and to reach, hallelujah, so people will know that our God is still on the throne. He's still saving. He's still delivering. He's still healing. He's still mending marriages. He's still bringing wayward children home. He's still blessing in businesses. He's still blessing, glory to God, and provisions and whatever the need is, he will supply it. Not only that, glory to God, when we are walking right before him, how he'll grow with our blessing, overabundance of flow and come in the name of Jesus, even the desires of our heart. God, as we stand, care can carry your business, you'll take care of ours. seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all everything else will be added. We'll see the marvelous work of cancer drying up. All glory to God. Sugar diabetes, glory to God, be eradicated out of the body along with heart attacks and strokes. And we'll see this COVID, glory to God, being eradicated from this earth in the name of Jesus. We'll see, glory to God, many people, glory to God, being raised up, hallelujah, out of darkness into the marvelous light. And even, glory to God, raised from the dead, the spiritual part and the natural part. We'll see, glory to God, glory to God, cataracts falling off. We'll see legs extended and limbs extended. We'll see, glory to God, hearts being regulated. All glory to God to serve you and to do what's needed. All glory to every lie that the enemy has been saying and deception. Glory to God. All the truth will come forth and cause that glory to God to bring light on people to come to the knowledge of the truth in the name of Jesus. All glory to God. We have found people, glory to God, walking in agape, walking in love, walking in forgiveness in the name of Jesus, because for unforgiveness is like a cancer, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, roaming all through the land in the name of Jesus. All glory to God, and all this murdering, and glory to God, and all the glory to God, this shooting and killing and all kinds of things, our minds will be changed and conformed to the will of the Lord as more prayer going and more light be shining in us in obedience. And so we won't be sowing discord and causing confusion and dividing the household, giving room for the enemy, glory to God, to tear up the house of God because we are not on one accord. God, we are praying for an awakening. We are praying, glory to God, for the sleeping giant to wake up. We are praying for all of us to be on our post or to find our place and hold our post. We are praying for the fear and the reverence of God to get back in the house as a whole in the name of Jesus. We pray against fighting against one another. Ah, oh, glory to God, and satanic forces, glory to God, being able to come in to the house of God in our homes because we don't have the doors locked. We don't have those things shut down and closed off, glory, because our ears and eyes are still open and still trying to deal with the world as well as, glory to God, with the things of God. Ah, you said we can't serve no two masters. We're going to hate one and love the other. Ah, so God, I'm praying for an awakening, praying for more strength and power to be manifested in the among the believers. Ah, glory to God, not a trickle here and a trickle there across the city, across the states, and across the world, glory to God, around the globe. Hallelujah. A massive amount of people getting saved over here and getting delivered over here, a trickle of here and all about prestige, power struggle, a little bit of here and this, that, and the other, and the house of God, glory to God. Then we're hearing all kind of things that are derogatory against the things of God. God, we are praying, glory to God, because too many doors have been opened. We are praying for our house to get in order in the house of God. God, help us individually and collectively so we can be able to see our children as well, glory to God, being awakened to the truth, and they won't be falling off the everything, glory to God, the internet is saying, or what's going on by word of mouth, or what their friends saying, or what the enemy is using, glory to God, that's looking for love in all the wrong places, and all of it's not sex, some of it got to do, glory to God, loving things, and glory to God, killing and murdering, glory to God, for a dollar or for to be gang banging or whatever it is, glory to God, stealing for some shoes or glory to God because they're the name brand. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. Others, glory to God, have just been abused and found themselves, glory to God, being an abuser. Other ones, glory to God, internet, glory to God, is play tic-tac, do this right here, do this thing right here, and hang yourself, or do this right here, and whatever like this, and stand out in front of a car, or do this right here, and whatever like this, and burn yourself, or anything the enemy is offering just for a good feeling, or whatever, and putting you on a high, but the devil will put you in a good mood to go to hell. Oh, I pray right now in the name of Jesus against every foul and unclean spirit, even these spirits, glory to God, that's saying it's norm now just to be a homosexual. I don't know. I'm, glory to God, bisexual. I'm this, that, and the other, whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus of all the lies. Oh, we're praying against all the abuse and all the, glory to God, spirits of the enemy that comes in, glory to God, to cause the mind to be clouded in seducing spirits. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment. So much to pray for. So many people are going through with grieving and hurting for so many things. Been grieving, glory to God, of maybe death, but other ones are grieving over all the things they've been abused or something they've been accused of grieving over the fact that they're rejected or been ostracized, criticized, grieving, glory to God, because they lost everything through a storm, this, that, and the other, through rejection, through this, that, and the other, and for, glory to God, not being able to have adequate food, clothing, or shelter. so many things that are happening right now in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we just pray, even for our waterways, all the things that are happening around us, everything that's going on even with the gas prices, the things that are happening where all the tankers out there in the water because they can't cross over to bring adequate things over to God, and things happening out there, and we're praying over to God those things don't stay out there so long and run out of gas or run out of whatever fuel they have and end up anything happening to sinking, and people's lives are out there too as well. We're praying, glory to God, these things will be, glory to God, dealt with so that where people can get the things that they need for whatever shipments need to be done in the name of Jesus, so people can be able to have access to those things in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for a blessing for people to come to a place, glory to God, of harmony and love, and glory to God, just all this hatred and prejudice and all kinds of things that are happening. So many things to pray for. But we pray for marriages. We pray for the single ones, glory to God, that it feels like I just, glory to God, a breath in breeches or just a skirt tail or whatever, just to appease the flesh at that time or just because I'm feeling lonely and feeling, especially through this holiday time, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is to feel the need for the moment, and it's just for a moment, and then you almost like a quick fix, got to go and get some more, got to go do it again, or just go out there and just hurting people or marriages being falling apart because people tipping out in adultery or feeling or all these seducing spirits of everything that's going on out there. And then the horrible demons, glory to God, that even coming up against these young people, glory to God, and children and whatever like this, for human trafficking and all kinds of other stuff that's stealing them just to take advantage of their bodies and this, that, and the other. And glory to God, the rape, the one incest, the spirit, glory to God, of abduction and all this. Oh, God, we just pray, have mercy, have mercy. We bind, say nothing, loosen from us. Pray, glory to God, more ears and eyes to be open. More people will stand up and speak up and say, glory to God. And even when we are praying, God, we can pray, God, for more exposure in the name of Jesus. Wherever the hidden spirits, glory to God, are hiding and glory to God, doing things in the day and walking around just like normal on jobs and other places and being the predator, glory to God, looking for the next hit, glory to God, to do whatever. Ah, God, we are praying, glory to God, against this abuse in marriage, just in relationships, and some, they're not married, but other ones are just being abused in these relationships because sometimes people are just feeling like, I can't do no better. Oh, I can't find my way out. But God, I'm praying that you leave a way for escape, and when they do find the way of escape, that they take advantage of it, come against the spirit of fear, have so much power over people, glory to God. Fear will be just like that lion making that roar and cause the other animals to paralyze, feel paralyzed, and standing still before you know there's the prey pounding on you. I mean the predator pounding on you. God, we are praying against those forces of evil that do sometimes, glory to God, with all the abuse and glory to God, the threats and things that have gone on to scare. Glory to God, even some of the gangbangers do that too as well. In the name of Jesus, from neighborhoods and causing them to not to want to speak up because you're thinking you may hit my house or hit that. But when we collectively working together, it can get them out. But if they can get everybody scared, oh, Lord, and not only that, the same thing goes on, glory to God, in these relationships. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm just praying, have mercy, God, that we'll be able to turn to you and trust you in the name of Jesus. Some of it has already infiltrated in the church too as well, the abuse around it behind the scenes. But we are praying like never before, God, exposure, deliverance, and healing and wholeness. Oh, God, and pray for our children. Pray, God, for their protection. Pray against these radicals that are out there and the ones that are out there, glory to God, and shooting and killing and just doing it for the sport and following people in their cars and road rage and just shooting. Oh, God, I pray, have mercy. Thank you for blessing us every day as we go in and out, protecting on the waterways, protecting on the highways, protecting us, glory to God, in the airways. Oh, God, your protection, even in our homes. Just to believe safety in you, God, safety in you, and just thanking you. God, we are praying for healing in our families, healing with one another in relationships. Glory to God, that we won't be beaten down and talking against and abusing one another in the name of Jesus and falsely accusing, and glory to God, greed and jealousy and envy and whatever be eradicated out of the body of Christ, as well as we be an example and a light so we can tear down them strongholds with the people that are around us on jobs or neighbors or whatever it is, glory to God, that may be coming up against us too. But, Lord, we know that you'll fight our battles, but we got to be dressed for it, and you'll give us the wisdom how to go in and how to go out and what to use as our weapons for whatever circumstances. But we just bless you tonight. But I do want to glorify you for you keeping us and protecting us and shielding us and saving us and using us for your glory, because it's still so many people that are still on the wall that are standing for righteousness and holiness, not taking down, not bowing down, being like Nehemiah on the wall. I'm doing a good work, and I'm not coming down. I'm not bowing down, no matter who try to torture me and try to taunt me and try to bring us down. God, I thank you that you got so many that are standing. So I bless you for them. I pray their strength. I pray for encouragement. I pray for their help. Send more help, glory to God, in the body of Christ, in the ministries, for the leaders and so forth that are standing. God, and help us to be that one that you be glorified in. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We take authority of every setup, trap, and snare, and untimely death, sickness, and disease is coming, whether it's in our families, in the ministry, glory to God, or whether it's, glory to God, those children that's going to school, those people that we are praying for, and even those that we believe in that will soon turn their lives over to you. Protection of the minds, too, as well as come against suicide in Jesus' name. And not only just suicide in the natural, but suicide, glory to God, against the things that God has called for to be done in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you just bless and bless these, glory to God, that you called out and set apart for such a time as this to move forward and to carry out the assignment that you have for their lives. You are marvelous and wonderful. We glorify and magnify you. Help us, glory to God, to continue to be helpers one to another. We love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We're going to have Pastor Bird, glory to God, open us up, glory, in prayer. Then after that, Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. I think Brother Black came back on, Mother Pastor Sims, definitely Pastor Mother McCormick. We're trying to see if her name there. We're going in order. I repeat it back. Go over to God, and of course, Mother Willette. But I'll repeat it back soon. But right now, we'll open the lines for none other than the prophet to pray in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Mighty God, awesome God, we praise you, we honor you. We thank you for who you are, God, and all that you do. We thank you for this opportunity to come together to lift you up and glorify you. You are Elohim. You are the creator of heaven and earth. All things is made by you and for you, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that your glory and your honor go forth, God, into the dark world now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you pour forth your spirit into our land in special grace and power so that the multitudes will be saved. Bless our country, God, with the year of Jubilee, a time when you will proclaim liberty throughout the land because the people walk in holiness before you. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, as we proclaim liberty to all those who are oppressed, to cause the gospel to be preached to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and bring deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are bruised. Help people everywhere to know that you deliver people from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of your children. So, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, even as I stand in the gap for the United States of America, Father God. We need you. Help us to know, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to know, Father God, that you will complete that work that you started in our nation. Help us to know, Father, that we got to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help coming from you. Help us to know, Father God, that we can't do nothing without you, but through you, God, all things are possible. As I lift up the president to you right now, I lift up President Biden to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as he faced some difficult decisions, Father God. I'm asking, God, with all of the refugees that's in this country, God, help him to know that you just can't throw money at it and everything will be okay. I pray that you give him wisdom. Show him how to go out and how to come in. Show him what to do in this hour, God, with people who are displaced everywhere. I ask for wisdom. I ask for men and women, God, to be around him where they can sit down and reason together, dear God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us not to go off of feelings, what we think or what we feel, but God, help us to have wisdom in what to do in this time. So I lift up him. I lift up the vice president. I lift up the cabinet, God. I lift up all the Republicans and the Democrats. I pray in the name of Jesus that they can forget about party, God, and that they can think about what's good for the United States of America, and that they would come together on one accord. Because, God, you said in your word, a house that is divided against itself cannot stand. Help us to know, Father God, with all of this division, that we will fail as a nation. So I lift him up to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even with this stuff with China, give him wisdom in that situation, God, in the name of Jesus. Help him not to get comfortable with the enemy. God, have your way in that situation. God, we need your peace. We need your liberty. We need your understanding. And God, help him to know, and everybody that worked with him, God, that we need you, that we need that wisdom that can only come from you. God, that this is your world and the fullness thereof, God. And that if we're doing anything without you in it, I don't care if they think this is the greatest nation in the world. Without you, Father, we will fall. We will collapse. So, God, I lift up the United States of America to you right now, God, as we cry out for justice. God, we cry out for wisdom for our leaders. God, we pray for the court justice and all of those that make laws for our country, Father God. We are praying that they will look for a power higher than they are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you lead them and guide them in every situation that they make for this nation. Help them to know, Father, that they are not their own, that they have been bought with a price, God, and the positions that they are in is because you saw fit to put them there. So, God, we pray for them now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just ask that you have your way. So we ask that you bless this nation now, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. And God, we ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy, God, on the people that's suffering right now. God, they can be suffering from sickness and diseases. And God, we already know that you already sent your word, God, to heal us. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha, God. You are the one that heals us. You are the one, God, that make all the experiences sweet. So, God, we thank you. We thank you that in every situation, God, we need to look to you. For you are Jehovah Nisi, God. You are the victory. You are that banner over us. You set the standards there, God. So help us to know, Father God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will lift up a standard against them. But God, we got to be walking in your will. We got to keep your commandments, Father God. Your word will not come back to you void. It would accomplish what it's set to do. But God, we just can't live the way we want to. It's according to how we walk with you, keeping your commandments, praying without ceasing, keeping you first, God, and we will have peace in the land, dear God, in Jesus' name. It might not be in every vintage, God, but it will be in our homes. It will be in all churches. It will be in all neighborhoods, God, because we can pray and establish some things. So, Father God, I praise you. I thank you, God, thanking you for who you are, dear God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Sitkanu. You are our righteousness, God. Thank you for becoming sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallowed be your name, Father God. Help us to make a difference wherever we are. Help us to know that we are your children, God, and that we are called with a purpose. I don't care how bad things look. I believe in my heart that if we pray and if we ask you to intercede in that thing, God, that you will work on our behalf. So help us, Father God, always to remember you, always to keep you first, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are Jehovah Shammah, the one who will never leave or forsake us. You are always there. You are our comforter. You encourage us. We can confidentially and boldly say that the Lord is my helper. God, we will not be alarmed by anything that's going on in this world today. We got to know that we got the victory in you, Father God. So, Father God, we praise you. We honor you today. And God, we say that we put you in every situation in our lives. You are first, last, beginning, and the end. You are Alpha and Omega. You are he that was and is and shall forever be. And help us to know, Father God, that we got to stand strong in you and in the power of your might, God. Because this battle is not ours. God, this battle belongs to you. So, Father God, we praise your holy and righteous name. And God, we look at things that be not as if they were. God, with everything that's going on, we know that you're greater than that. With everything that's going on, we already know that you know. And if you are not worried, help us not to be worried, dear God, in Jesus' name. I'm praying, Father God, that every family, all the hearers on this line tonight, will know that you are the author and the finisher of the faith. Help us to know, God, that things are going on around us everywhere. But, God, we thank you that we are just like Job. We are just like Job. We are protected. You got that hedge of protection around us. The devil could not touch him. And the devil had been trying for years and years to get into him. And he said, I know that you got a hedge. God, help the devil, help us to know that when the devil keep coming in, if he get in, it's because you allowed it, and it's for our growth and not for our downfall. Help us to know, Father God, if you got us, you got us. So help us, Father God, to be brave. Help us to walk out in faith. Help us to call those things that be not as if they were, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be that voice crying out in the wilderness in this hour like never before. God, we know that there are so many things that's going on. But God, you already told us that in the last days that men were going to be lovers of self. You told us in the last days that men were going to be calling right wrong and wrong right. You told us, God, not to be alarmed because you are still God. And you are going to be with us in a time of trouble. So help us, God, to pray without ceasing. Help us to start loosening and binding up some stuff, dear God. Help us to know that we have the power and authority that you've given to your body and you've given to your church. Help us to be that voice, Father God, in this dying world like never before. Help us, Father God, to stand on the truth of your word and not to be moved by anything else. God, we honor you. We give you praise and honor. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And you will not hold any good or beneficial thing from us, dear God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you. And we lift up the sick, because, God, we know that you are the healer. We ask that you protect us and keep us, because you are the protector. We thank you, God, that you provide for us, nothing missing and nothing broken, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the ones who see our needs, God, and you provide for them. And that's in every area of our lives, dear God. So we can rest in you. We can take our bow in you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the cousins, the family, even the neighbors, God, as we lift them up before you today. We ask that you be glorified. We ask, God, like never before, that people will run to that hill that's higher than them, that they will look up, Father God, and they will begin to worship the true and living God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the devil won't come in and deceive us and pull us away, Father God. I don't care how bad things look or how bad things get. We're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We're going to cry out in the wilderness. God, we believe in our hearts, God, that we can do all things but fail through you, Father God. So, God, we thank you again for who you are and all that you do. God, we thank you for providing for us everything that we need. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you, Father God, for never leaving nor forsaking us. We thank you most of all for your power and authority that you've given to us, a voice, God, where we can pray and establish some things. God, you told us not to fear anything, because what can Satan do to us? He can't put us in heaven nor in hell. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you're going to raise up that standard. So, Father God, we are thanking you again for all that you do, thanking you for all the prayer wars, thanking you, Father God, as I come in agreement now with every word that have proceeded out of Pastor BJ's mouth. God, you said that we could establish a thing. So I come together with her to establish every word, Father God. I don't have to repeat what she's already spoken because you heard us the first time. Just like with Daniel, Father God. The angel said, I heard you the first time when you prayed. But God, we know that there are principalities and demons and devils that sometimes can get in to what we are doing and hold up that prayer just like they did with Daniel. But we know that the breakthrough is coming. So I come in agreement with her right now in the name of Jesus, and not one word, God, will fall to the ground without producing fruit. So, Father, we thank you again, and we praise you, and we thank you for the opportunity now. So bless each one, Father God, as they come forth to establish some things, as they come forth, God, to praise you and honor you and to give you glory as we stand on your truth, regardless of what it look like, we are winners. Regardless of how bad this world get, we are winners. Regardless of what people say, we are winners. Even now, God, as we come against unrighteousness, as we come against racism, as we come against unfairness in this world, dear God, we're going to stand and we're going to be bold and we're going to proclaim those things that you said we could have, because you made us to be the head, not the tail, above only God, never beneath. You said that even what we touch, God, would be blessed. In Jesus' name, we're blessed coming in, we're blessed going out. We are blessed in the city and in the field. That means wherever we are, Father God, we are blessed. We are your people. We are your church. So, God, I praise you and honor you, giving you glory, thanking you for who you are and all that you do. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
And hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, just come today to thank you, Lord Jesus, the faithful God that you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord, because only you can keep us, Father God. You said in the Word, cast all our cares on you, Lord. So we come today, Lord God, just to cast every care. Every cares we have, we cast it on you, Lord God, because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, according to Exodus 23, you take away sickness from the midst of us. And Lord, we believe, Father God, because there is no healer but you. There is no other provider but you, Lord God. You are the God that provides, Heavenly Father. And without you, Lord, we be lost. Father, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for you are the God that deliver. You are the God that heal. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And we know your word said, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So that let us know, Lord, we have the authority and the power to bind up the works of the enemy right here, Lord, on earth. Because you gave us that authority, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. We thank you for how you watch over our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, our great-grands. Father, you are a God that answers our prayers, Lord. Because you said, if we pray, and by faith you answer our prayer, if we pray with faith in our prayer that we ask you, Lord God, you will do it, Father God, because you're no respecter of person. And Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God. Thank you for being a healer, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a provider, Heavenly Father. We cannot thank you enough, Lord God, for you've been mighty good to us, Heavenly Father. We bring these brothers and sisters before you that's going through trials right now, Lord God. But remember your word said, Lord, whatever we bind on earth. So, Lord, we're binding up the sickness and the disease that come against the body right now. We're binding it up and we command it to loose and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, you gave us that authority and you gave us power to stand. Help us, Lord, to remember who you are and who we are in Christ Jesus. That we have the power and the authority and the dominion to bind the works of the enemy. For he has no dominion over a child of God. Father, we thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being a deliverer, Lord God. Lord, I pray for Sister Barbara that lost her daughter, Lord. God, comfort her, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, that you never leave her nor forsake her. But stand faithful knowing that you is our comforter. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father God. Because there's nothing in this world that we cannot come before you and talk to you about it. And knowing that we are going to get answered. Because, Lord, you is no respecter of person. Your promises tell us, Lord, to ask. Believe when we ask, you receive. Your promises tell us that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. For you are the God that is with us always. Always he is with us. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for keeping a hedge over my sons, O God. I thank you for keeping them, Lord God. thank you, Lord God, and not my sons alone, but other sons, Lord God, that mothers crying out for, to keep a hedge around them in this world, Lord God. So much things is going on in this world today, shooting and killing. But, Lord, we know your word said, if we pray, if we pray, and Lord, I believe, we believe, Lord God, that prayer is the key. No matter where we are, we can pray. And Lord, I thank you for giving us that authority and that dominion here on earth to pray these things down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, touch the heart of these mothers, Lord, that worrying about the children going to school. Well, Lord, we know you is a deliverer, Lord God. And no matter what comes on earth, we know you can heal, Lord God. And we know you can cover, Lord God, because your word not void. It cannot be void. If you said it, we got to believe it and stand boldly on it. Proclaim the victory in Christ Jesus, that we have the authority and we have the dominion to do all things because of Christ Jesus. Believe by faith what he says and stand faithful. I pray for the head of the prayer line, Pastor Hubbard, Lord God, continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her, bind up any sickness, any disease, any pain that's trying to come against her. Lord, we bind it up, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For it has no authority in our bones, has no authority in our body. Father God, help us all to stand faithful, Lord God, that when we call on you, we know whatever we ask in for it's come. Because your promises, we believe by faith. We believe by faith that if we ask, we're going to receive. For it's only in Jesus' name we can stand faithful and out. When we believe your word and we stand on your word, we shouldn't have no doubt. And Lord, we bind up that foul spirit of fear that come against the sisters and brothers out there, Lord God. We bind it up because you gave us authority over that spirit. The power you gave us is love. Power of love, that we're able to love one another no matter what the situation look like. We're able to love one another because you said we can. Lord, I believe we can. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for strength. Thank you for waking me up in the morning time, Lord God. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. Because when we go lay down at night, we don't even know if we're going to come up the next morning. But we know in the name of Jesus, our faith and trust only is in you, Lord. Bless our homes, Lord God. Keep us strong in you, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to keep our eyes on you. No matter what goes on in this world today, keep our eyes on you. Because you're a God that heals. No one else but you, Father God. And I pray, Lord God, that each and every one of my prayer partner and the prayer line continue to stand, regardless what the situation look like in this world. We know we are not of this world. So we stand faithful with power and authority and dominion because we are warriors in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Pastor Sims?
I'm here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Right now, Lord God, we just want to lift your name on high, Father. You're such a high and mighty ruler of the universe, Lord God. And we know that you have our best interest at heart. You told us in your word, of all the promises that you have given us, Father. We come right now, Father, we ask you to forgive us for our many sins, those sins we knew we committed and those we did not know we committed, Lord. Anything that we thought, entertained, leaned toward, Lord, that was not like you, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us and set us on the right course, Lord, that we won't keep going around that same mountain, Father, that we will put the sins and anything that's not like you behind us, Father, so that we can move forward in your name, Father, being the strength and the help to other people, Lord, doing things in the kingdom way. Father, we ask you, Father, as one of the sisters already did, that you expose lies and liars all over this world, Lord. Let mankind see what's real and what's not, Lord, according to your word. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray for those people at the Travis concert, Lord, that were trampled to death and people killed. Oh, yeah, how sick. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because of just wanting to get out and wanting to be entertained and wanting to embrace Satan and his demons, Father, all of that, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you bring those things to naught. And, Father, as you turn this pandemic back and send it back into the pits from which it came, Lord, all of this other stuff, Father, that it will go with it, Lord. Father, we pray for clergymen, pastors, ministers, the fivefold ministry everywhere, Lord. We realize that a lot of church doors are closing, Father, because it's such an awesome job to try to hold up and hold everybody else up, Lord. But we know you say you do not willingly afflict the children of man, and you give us all of these promises. You'll be with us, Lord, no matter what happens. Your hand is with us. And you said that whatever we put our hands to will prosper, Lord, if we believe. And, Father, we just, I just can't thank you enough, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Father. And every day isn't Sunday, and every day isn't going to be Sunday, Father, but you don't ever change. Your word never changes. You hold us with your strong and mighty right hand. Oh, Father, thank you. Father, we come against fear of any kind, Father. Anybody on this line or anywhere that's listening under the sound of my voice, Lord, we come against fear because fear has torment. And, Father, you tell us 365 times in the Holy Bible, fear not, fear not, fear not. Oh, Father, help us to rise above any circumstances that you allow to happen to us, Lord God. That we come out victorious every time. And Lord, when we come out praising and thanking you, Lord God, for your mercy and do it forever, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You say new mercies every morning. In Ecclesiastes, new mercies, because the old mercies were for yesterday and they won't do, but new mercies. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Oh, Father, there's so many things that we need to pray for, Father. Our children, our grandchildren. We go over and over, Father. More prayer, more power. That you help them, Lord, and help us to get through to them and let them know that God is real and he will do what he said he would do, and he loves you. No matter how you might feel about it, you might not even love yourself, but he loves you, oh, Father. Help us to hold up and hold out and to do things in the kingdom way, Father. Let us, Father, operate under an open heaven, Lord, that our prayers can go up and come down, up and down, Lord. Just help us, Father, as we hold up our hands to you, Lord. Let them be no blood on our hands, Father. Help us to, oh, hallelujah, to proclaim and tell dying men and women that Jesus is the answer. The only answer. He's the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus, hallelujah, is the way. He's the way, Lord, the only way. He's saying now, it's more than, oh, no, the scripture says, and I believe Jesus is the only way to the Father. And you can't tell me no different. I read it in the word, and I believe what it says. Father God, have mercy upon us. Everybody on this line tonight, Lord God, strengthen them. Give them what they need, Father, whatever it is that they're asking for and praying for, Father, according to your word, Lord, bless. And we do thank you all the time, Lord God, for Pastor BJ, who come time after time lifting up you, lifting up your name, lifting all of us up, Lord, in prayer. And, Father, we just thank you, and we ask you, Lord God, to bless and keep her and her family, Lord, that they live long and prosper in the way. Father, when sickness and disease come upon them, oh, Lord, you, Father, are healing. We know you are. And we ask you, Lord God, to put a shield around all of us, Father, that we'll be able to stand no matter what, no matter how it is and who comes and who goes and what they say, that we'll be able to stand on this word. Lord, we love you. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We pray for mankind everywhere, Lord God. As far as humanity treads the soil, we pray, Lord God, for those that know you and those that don't know you, Father, and those that are seeking you, oh, Lord God, open up their mind to receive your word, your mind and their heart, their spirit, that they be open to your word. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we still couldn't praise you enough, Lord God, for the marvelous things you have done in our lives just on this line, Father. And, Father, we ask that you help us to keep being able to spread the word that men and women, boys and girls everywhere will come to know that you're the answer for the world today. Father, we pray for Israel. Lord, yes, we do. Father, we pray for our president and president over all of the world. Hierarchy, the monarchy, or everybody, Father, that's in authority, Lord God, that they would be subjected to the your word, to the word of God. Because, Father, we know that you, the Bible said, for God so loved the world, you love the whole world, Lord, and you're in charge of the world, Father. I don't care what it is, who it is, if they're human beings, you died for them. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the, oh, yes, Lord, the Lord of Lords. And Father, we come down and we ask these blessings in the strong and mighty, awesome, powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Mother McCormick, you there?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. God, we just want to say thank you right now, Father. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you have woke me up this morning, God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you just give me another chance to say thank you, Lord. I want to ask you, Lord God, to forgive me for all sins and wrong right now, Lord God. Anything that I said or done or thought wrong or any way, God, forgive me right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that your name, God, is a strong tower and the righteous run your faith. We know there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, only by the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you this afternoon, Lord God. We glorify your name because you are worthy of the glory. You are a God that sits high and seeing, you know, every problem and every situation that we are going through right now, Lord God. God, you know every hair on our head tonight, Lord God. And, Lord God, we know that your word said this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, we know this is your day, Lord. This is the day you made, God. So, therefore, God, help us to rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you right now, Father. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your love, and we want to thank you, Lord God, for our help on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord God, for giving us the peace to be able to go through things, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your deliverance tonight, Lord God. We want to thank you for a change of heart and a change of mind on tonight, Father. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your knowledge and for the wisdom that you give us and that discernment of the Spirit, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, because we claiming the things right now, Lord. We may not even have it exactly in there like we should, but God, your words that speak those things and though they work. So we speak it and we declaring this word tonight in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for faith right now, Lord God. We want to thank you for hope and we want to thank you for compassion on people, Lord God, when they come into our life. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your protection on tonight, for how that you protect us, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost, God, for your Holy Spirit, your power. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for it. Thank you, Lord God, and we need it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our family on tonight. We thank you for all our loved ones on tonight. We thank you for the water, for the clean water, Lord God, that you have put in this earth, Lord God. We thank you for the water that we can use for bathing. And when we get up in the morning, we can just let that water just run all over us, Lord God, that it be hot or either cold water. We thank you for it, Father. So many tonight, Lord, don't have that kind of water. So many don't have no water to drink on tonight. So many don't have no clean water to be able to put in their body on tonight. And we need water on tonight, Lord God. We need it, Lord God. We need that natural water, and we need that living water on tonight, Father. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to help us to stand and be what you will have us to be in these last and evil days. We pray right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that's going through sickness on tonight, Lord God. So many, Lord God, are sick, Lord God. But you said in your word, God, with your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for the healing power on tonight. We thank you for how, as Sister already said, you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for sending your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you and we pray, Lord God, that you will touch men and women everywhere, God. Because so many, Lord God, is going through some sickness, Lord God. So many, Lord God, is going through different situations. Somebody, Lord God, need a change of mind on tonight, Lord. Somebody need their blood or the blood pressure need to be normal like it should be, God. Oh, God, we pray right now for that person that might be going through or have tumor tonight, Lord, or have arthritis, Lord God. We ask you to touch it, Lord. And we bind up that spirit of all sickness on tonight. And before we even pray about it, we cursing this sickness to the very core and to the very root right now in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God, because you said, God, you told us in the word, God, you said in First John 5:14-15, you said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. So therefore, Lord God, we call it on your name on tonight, and we trust it, and we believe it on you, God, as we open up our mouth, as we declare this word on tonight. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will send for a total complete healing. We thank you for the healing already. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through arthritis on tonight, those that's going through kidney problems on tonight, those that's going through diabetes tonight, those that's going through heart problems on tonight, gouts on tonight, muscle spasms on tonight, those that might have allergies on tonight, Lord God, those that might have a liver problem or a lupus on tonight, Father, even, Lord God, a lung problem or can't breathe like they desire to breathe, Lord, go through the hospital on tonight. Breathe on your people on tonight, Lord. Go through the nursing home on tonight. Touch those that's lying in the bed of affliction, Lord. Those that's in the bed that's been there for a long time, Lord God, where somebody have already gone on and they still here.
God, we pray for them, God, that you'll raise up these people, Lord God, that they will come out of these beds, Lord God, that they will come out of these buildings, Lord God, and they will stand up and tell somebody what they've been going through, how they lay there all that time, how you were dealing with them about different situations, that they're going to be able to have a word to tell somebody that God is able to bring you through. God is able to deliver you, whatever your problem, whatever your situation is. He's able to deliver you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your anointed power right now, Lord. We thank you for how you've been there for us, Lord God. We thank you for how you're turning things around in the midst of the situation when it looked like ain't nothing changing. But we know things are changing. We know, God, that you see all about it, Lord God. You see what the condition is. You know what everything that's happened, Lord God. So we give it all to you, Lord. We cast those cares on you tonight because we know you care for us on tonight. So we praise you and we lift you up on tonight because you are the God that sits high and see every situation. And we thank you on tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to bless your people, Lord. Look down on those that are going through constipation on tonight. We pray for those that's going through a problem with their bowel on tonight, Lord God. We pray for those that's going through a problem with their joints on tonight. It's not able to move their knees, Lord God. We pray that you touch them, Lord. We pray that you touch Carmelina on tonight, God. We pray for her joints right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for my sister-in-law joints right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch my daughter, Teresa, Lord God, with a kidney problem, God. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for it being already worked out in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors. Look down on Sister Hubble tonight, God. Bless her, Lord God. Continue to encourage her heart, God, as she goes through the things that she has been through, Lord God. Encourage her, Lord God. Lift her spirit up the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her know, God, that her run is not in vain, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Look down on Pastor Burnham tonight. Bless and keep her, Lord God. Take her through the situation, things that she's going through, Lord. You know the heart and her mind in the name of Jesus. Look down on Pastor Stem, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to move on her more, God. You know what she's been through, too, Lord God. You know all the hardest that she's been through. But we know you're able to give her strength, Lord. Give her strength to stand, Lord. Look on Sister Willette, God. Oh, God, bless her the more, God. Use her when she get ready to come before me, God. When she get ready to come behind me, use her, God, for your goodness, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God. Look on Brother Blackwell tonight, God. Be with him as he goes to see his family, Lord God, that everything will be all right when they can enjoy one another as they come together in family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Look down on Mother Alexander, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, that woman, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to be with her, stand by her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look down on all the prayer warrior, God, even though that's on the phone that's listening, Lord God. Oh, God, remember my niece, Rachel, God. Oh, God, bless her too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the world as a whole tonight. There's so many going through different things. There's so many things that's happening in this world, but we trust and rely on you, Lord God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith. You are the one that's able to deliver. You are the one that's able to bring us through, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your son Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for shedding that blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you, Lord God, for it. In the name of Jesus, we love you on tonight, Lord. We appreciate you. We realize, God, it's nobody but you, Lord God. It's nobody but you that have worked that situation. Because you said, let us not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Help us, Lord God, not to be weary, God. Help us to keep our trust in you, Lord God. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, as we go forward, as we walk this journey, Lord God. Help us to always remember, God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You will be right here until the end, Lord God, that we will continue to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from you on tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the young people tonight, that you'll continue to bless them, Lord, that you'll continue to keep them, Lord God, as they go through our school and as they God, encourage their heart, God. Lift them up. Lift their spirit up, Lord. Fill them up where they might be torn down at times. Help them to be able to have somebody that they can go to and talk to in time, Lord God. Or even to if they would listen to them that they have a problem to talk to in the name of Jesus. God, we love you tonight. We appreciate you. And thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for all that you have brought us all through. We know, God, that you is a God that's able to turn this situation around with this COVID-19. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray for the president as we touch and agree with our sister about the president, with the vice president, with all these different things that's going on in the world. We touch and agree with each and every one that was on this prayer line tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you are the author and the finisher. We know, God, that you see it. We know that you know all about what's going to happen. We know, God, that we have to just keep our faith and our confidence in you, that you are the one that's able to take and fix all things and work it out for our good. And we love you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen and praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Father God, in that precious name that's above every name, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, because you are good. Your mercy endureth forever. I thank you that Jesus sit at your right hand, even making intercession for us right now. Lord, have mercy upon our souls. Forgive us for any, Lord God, sins that we may have committed that we know of or don't know of. Have mercy on us and forgive us for our sins. Deliver us from every snare that the enemy has set, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I praise you this evening because you're so good. I love you, Lord God, hallelujah, because you love us. I thank you so much that you are for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you had a plan to redeem and rescue us from a life of destruction and the hellfire in the name of Jesus, even before we got to earth. Glory be to God. Your way is so awesome, so miraculous. It's just absolutely amazing how wonderful you are, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, your heart is for your creation. It's for your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you care so much about us, that you worked out things and you have an answer for absolutely every situation that a person faces. I want to thank you, first of all, Lord God, for all of the prayers, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus that has gone forth. Truly, they have been heartfelt, sincere prayers ascended up unto thee. And I thank you, Lord God, that they don't just go and hit the ceiling and bounce back down, but they reach your throne room. Hallelujah. Yes, God. They reach your throne room and reach your ear, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. And I thank you that by faith we receive that, Lord God, that we pray about. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we can be prosperous and successful and succeed in the thing that you send us out to do. Why? Because we trust that you're the God that shall do it. All we have to do is release our faith, speak your word, glory be to God, and expect that it's done in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much. I heard so much already. Prayers, hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. I lift up our nation in the name of Jesus. I've heard the prayers for America, but it was in my heart. God, I pray for America. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us as a nation for our waywardness and our, Lord God, our darkness in the name of Jesus. I pray that you deliver us from the demon of deception on tonight. So many, yes, Lord God, have fallen by the wayside because they have listened to the deceit of the enemy. And we pray, God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released in the atmosphere, glory be to God, and move upon mankind, Lord God, not just in America but all over the world, and break that yoke of a deception from the enemy that's got people thinking that they can just live any old kind of way. But God, you are a righteous judge, glory be to God. And you will, hallelujah, punish wickedness, evil, and darkness in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You are immutable. Glory be to God. That means you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you gave us such wonderful examples in the Word of God. Hallelujah. To let us know who you are. You are the living God. I heard, the names of God. Your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, the healer, glory be to God, our sanctifier, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Tesikanu, our righteousness, glory be to God, our banner over us with love, hallelujah, you're Jehovah Nisi, the God that will go to war on our behalf. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember when you said to your people, you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You ain't got to fight in this battle. But we trust you, dear God, that you've already handled that enemy. Thank you that when the enemy comes in as a flood, you lift a standard against him. And we are, hallelujah, your children, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. We're your authorized agents in the earth. And yes, according to Luke 10 and 19, we have authority because you gave it to us. Glory be to God. And so we can say something about the situation. That's why I lift up America tonight. God, hallelujah. I trust that America in the past has been the nation that, Lord God, set an example, was basically like a light that sit up on the hill, hallelujah, that could not be hid. Basically setting a good example, I pray in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you restore the light, the candlelight, back in America in the name of Jesus. I pray that hearts, Lord God, are delivered from wickedness, from the demon of error, from the demon of deception. We bind up the spirit of darkness in the hearts of man. Yes, we do, because you said whatsoever we ask you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us. You said that in John 16:23, and you want to give us the answer to the prayer so that our joy would be full. Glory be to God. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So I'm asking, Father, the forgiveness of America, and I pray that you restore the light back in America so that we'll be the nation that we need to be, the people that we need to be. I pray for the leaders in the, Lord God, not just in this country, Lord God, but I pray for the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for those servants that yet stay on the wall and come not down at a little bit of opposition or a little bit of pandemic, because our life is in your hands. Glory be to God. We shall live and not die and declare the works of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are our Savior. Hallelujah. Don't you know, Lord God, that you care so much about us? If you were willing to let your only begotten Son give his life, lay his life down, a tormentous life, a tormentous death, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God, there's no good thing that you withhold from them that walk upright in thy sight in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our nation as a whole, for people everywhere, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that people come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, they can succeed if they're willing to receive your truth and apply faith to it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you help us, hallelujah, to be part of the solution, not a part of the problem, in the name of Jesus. Lead us through the power of your anointing, your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help us to realize that you placed us in the earth today to be light in a dark time. To be, Lord God, the salt of the earth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, making a difference. Glory be to God. You have us here not just to be wandering around as though we don't know what's going on. You want us to hear from you And wherever we go, you want us to make a difference. Glory be to God. No wonder, Lord God, sometimes we ask ourselves, what am I doing here? Well, you're here for a purpose. God has a reason for you to be here. Glory be to God. I lift up this man that I met when I went to get my booster vaccine this last week, Lord God. The gentleman was saying to the nurse that he had just got news 2 days ago that he had cancer in his neck. And as I was sitting there and praise God, hallelujah, waiting, hallelujah, after taking my vaccine, I called him over to myself, and I gave him an email text, Lord God, that had to do with divine healing in the name of Jesus, and gave him my number and the prayer line number in the name of Jesus, believing that you, God, is the same one who had already delivered him from one cancerous condition, you're going to deliver him from this. Just believe that you receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, you want us well. That's what Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5 says. Hallelujah. You, praise God, bear our sicknesses and carried our griefs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've already done it. You, hallelujah, was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord. And with your stripes, yes, we are healed. And, Lord, we got sense enough to say, God, I receive what you have already given me. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that your word dwell on the inside of us. So when stuff try to come against and exalt itself against the knowledge of God, it's got to come against your word. And the last time I checked, your word is anointed, your word is powerful, it's quick, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it can destroy that thing that's trying to fight against us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for 1 Peter 2:24, with your stripes, we are healed. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I bless you, Lord God. I pray, oh Father God, I pray against the inhumane treatment. Lord God, I heard about the inhumane treatment in Afghanistan toward the young ladies, Lord God. Even parents selling little daughters 8 and 9 years old for $1,000 to $2,000 to be a child bride for some, Lord God, gentleman that's 50 to 70 or older. In the name of Jesus, God, that's just not right. And I pray, God, that you will resolve that situation in the name of Jesus. All this inhumane injustice against other human beings, that, and all humans were created by you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the scripture teach me in Ezekiel that all souls belong to you, Lord. Now the soul that sinneth will die and be separated from the Father, but at the same time we are all souls of God. So I pray that people realize that they didn't, Lord God, breathe life into human beings, so they have no right to mistreat human beings. But God, I pray that the truth will be spread and people will start receiving your truth in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, hallelujah, that the people of God, the oh God, will realize that we have such a hope that many does not have. We have Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, who has already rescued us, hallelujah, from darkness, already saved us, already delivered us, already made us to be conquerors and more than victorious. Glory be to God. So much to appreciate you for, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for all the prayers, as I said. God, I bind up the wickedness in the earth right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the blessings and the miracles that you, Lord God, accomplish every day. You let us wake up. We're breathing. No obstructions. Glory be to God. You give us strength, Lord God, and we bind up that demon of arthritis in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that, Lord God, that your thoughts concerning us, hallelujah, they're good thoughts, and you have plans for us. And I pray, hallelujah, as the scripture says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. I pray your kingdom come, your kingdom, Father, of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the last time I checked, in your kingdom there is no sickness, there is no disease, glory be to God. Oh, glory, there's nothing but, oh, God, hallelujah, paradise, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. It's good things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you so much. You've given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and I receive what you have for me in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you so much. Lord God, and I understand that there may be some type of food shortage, and certainly I've noticed that the chicken wings have gone up. They've gotten quite expensive, and then sometimes you can't hardly find any. So, God, whatever's going on there, I pray that this situation gets resolved for our good in Jesus' name. I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will continue to look to you, look to the hills from which comes our help. All of our help comes from you. Now, I appreciate you, Lord God. I thank you. I pray blessings upon this young lady's wedding. Nick and Pearl, Lord God, just got married yesterday evening, and Lord God, such a beautiful event, praying that the happiness that they felt on this wonderful day, Lord God, would be, Lord God, happiness and, Lord God, joy that they will experience all the years that you bless them to be here on earth in Jesus' name. And God, use them for your glory, because she was such a light as she came up and came to church, Lord God, and invite other peoples to church, Lord God, and have influence over others. God, I pray that you continue to use her and continue to use her husband now in the name of Jesus for your glory. I pray, oh, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may be suffering from kidney stones gallstones in the name of Jesus. And I pray that these things will pass through the bodies of those that are suffering with those in the name of Jesus with no excess pain in Christ Jesus' name. You did say we can have what we say. You said have faith in God, hallelujah, and speak to the situation. And we're speaking that those kidney stones or gallstones shall not torment and cause excess pain in that body, hallelujah, that is suffering with that right now in Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for the mom, Lord God, who's lost her appetite and has a wound on her leg that's being hard to heal. I pray for divine healing there. I pray, oh, Lord God, for Miss Susie, who have trouble with appetite. I pray that you would heal her appetite so that she'll eat, Lord God, and stop losing weight in the name of Jesus. I pray for Miss Deb Houchins, who's recovering from knee surgery with so much pain, and I rebuke that excess pain. Yes, I do, by the authority of who I am as a child of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I rebuke it, and I speak deliverance. God, thank you so much. Give us the healing and deliverance, Lord God, from every sickness, every disease. I pray the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth to break the yoke of every bondage, bondage of addictions, bondage of sin, bondage of sickness, disease, the coronavirus, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. Lord, I love you. I love you because you love us. I pray now that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft, the works of evil, the works of injustice, the works of hatred. God, in the name of Jesus, may we do better as people of God. I love you, Father. I pray for each one of my brother and sisters that's on this line. Bless your people. Meet their need according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, remember the things that we have not prayed about, and I pray that you will continue to intercede on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, great is your faithfulness. For as high as the heavens above, great is your faithfulness. And this was in my heart. My sister, we were talking, and she called me, and she said, what was on online, a lady, she put it on her Facebook page that she, a white family adopted a black child, about a 9-year-old girl. And everybody, a large family, everybody was eating at the dining room table. And they took a picture of her without food. And while everybody was eating, they 4 months later, after they took the picture, they published it on their Facebook page and said, she's not hungry. And I said, you know, people can adopt a child that's not of their color. I don't care what color you are. That right there is so evil. And when you neglect them and just discipline them, I mean, for no reason at all. The racism, but it's hard for a black child to adopt a white child. I'm not saying about get back or anything like that, because I don't like any of that. But just my prayer is like, God, I don't have the a building. I don't have the credentials. I'm visually impaired, Lord. I said, is there anything that I can do? Because it, like, broke my heart. I just began to cry. I couldn't say anything. And I said, Lord, is there anything? Can you, you know, prepare me, you know, that I have the funds, any something. And Lord said, I said, what can I do, Lord? And the Lord said, pray. And so I, right on the spot, that's when I gave those burdens to the Lord, because I couldn't hold on to those. I couldn't carry them. And I began to pray. And just like even in New York City, there was a 4-year-old child and a 2-year-old child. The mother pulled up on the curb and let her two babies out and sat them on the curb and said, Mommy will be right back. And she never came back. And somebody stopped and said, Where is your mother? And they said, the older one said, I don't know. She said she was coming back. You know, that stuff right there is hurt. It's so hurtful that it tears me apart. Like, you know, because you want to help your babies. You know what I mean? And my prayer is, God, that, you know, great things happen out of the lives of our babies, you know, that have things that happen to them like this. I thank God for the angels of the Lord who encamps around about our babies. I thank God for his tender love and mercy. I thank God that all of our babies are in heaven, the ones that are rejected, the ones that are not wanted. Hallelujah. The ones that they threw away and the ones that they're aborted. They don't even have a clue, because God is the great judge. He's our great God. He's sovereign. They're going to heaven. But the unrighteous, the ones that didn't want any part of it, and the ones that ain't living right and didn't repent, they're going straight to hell with their father, Satan. In the name of Jesus, God, and we just thank you. We lift up all our youth and all our babies, God, all our elderlies and the ones that are disabled and, Lord, that don't even have a fighting chance here on this earth, how people would just take advantage, God. Oh, God, Lord, we bind the hands of the enemy, God. Lord, we speak a strategic, supernatural plan, Lord, to abort every satanic and demonic assignment. We throw it down. We tear it down. We uproot it in the name of Jesus, God. And we speak of a supernatural kingdom of God rebuilding and replanting. We speak the blessings of the Lord in their lives and no longer curses, God. We speak that they're lenders and not borrowers, God, that they are heavenly protected, God, from the kingdom of God, and that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, they shall condemn in the name of Jesus. For this is their portion. This is their heritage, and their righteousness is of God, says the Lord. And I break every curse and every shackle, every spirit of sickness, disease, weaknesses, infirmities, debt in the name of Jesus. I bind it up and cast it into those portals. I bind those portals up and cast them back to the pits of hell from whence they came. Now I loose shalom in every area of their life. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. I loose the peace of God that surpasses understanding. I loose the joy of the Lord, the unspeakable joy that the world cannot give and the world cannot take away. I speak the love of Christ. Even when things happen in their life, they can love their neighbors, God, no matter what it is, no matter the situation, God, that you are pour your love over in abundance to the overflow in their hearts, God. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost, God, and they be led by your Spirit. They love out of your love, no matter the hurt, no matter the pain, that they give it to you, God. Hallelujah. That they do have a hiding place in you. My God, shield and protect them. God, you said it's better for a person to tie a millstone around their neck and to be cast into the bottom of the sea, any one of yours. And we're all of your children, especially your babies, your little ones. You said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm, God. Lord, we believe your word. We receive your word. Even our matriarchs and our patriarchs, how they take advantage and how they beat them in convalescent and nursing facilities, God. How they think things are going unnoticed, but you sit high and you look low. Nothing passes you. And everybody is going to receive the reward according to what that person has done. Oh, God, and we just thank you, God, because you're faithful and true, you're honest, you're just, you're holy, and you're righteous. Oh, you're God all by yourself, God, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. So we lift up our babies, God, all over the face of the earth, God. Oh, we pray for them, God. We stand in the gap, God. Oh, God, thank you for your hedge of protection. Thank you for your anointing, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your angels, Lord, on their behalf. For they are the heirs of salvation. They are your babies, God, your babies, automatically. Hallelujah, God. Not at an age of accountability. They don't even understand, but you understand, God. My God, hallelujah. That's why we give you the glory and the praise, God. You're worth everything, even more. We can't even understand. We can't even get far enough to even understand how great and how good you are. Oh, you're better than all the earth. Oh, Jesus, God, no comparison, God, and watching over our matriarchs and patriarchs like you do, God, and your love just grows stronger and stronger day by day. Your love is better and better. It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day, God. And you just keep pouring into our lives, God, because your grace not only is sufficient, but you're more than enough, God. You're just so much more than enough. And we appreciate everything, God. We couldn't make it without you. There's no way. But with you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. In the name of the Lord, it's a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And we are safe, God. You are our refuge, our fortress, our God. In you, we trust. You are our hedge of protection and our place of refuge. Under your feathers, under your wings, we don't have to worry. We're not a people without hope. In you, we have everything. You're our hope of glory. And we give you all the glory, honor, praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
To God be the glory with powerful prayers and such love of the agape, of the concern and the sincerity and the, oh my God, the generous, phenomenal just love of God being manifested through these prayers tonight. Praise God. And the compassion of my brother does my heart go out when I see things or hear things, and especially even mistreating in our youth and our and even our elderly. So I understand, and my prayers, glory to God, in agreement, and all the prayers that was been prayed tonight. Praise God. So get ready to open these lines. Praise God. Prophet Bird, you have anything to say before we move forward?
Hey, halabahanda bakirobo Sunday. Hey, sharabasike mosianda dididibosa. Whose report will you believe, says the Spirit of the Lord? Will you be one of the two that take God at his word? I hear God saying that he's going to send a strong spirit of delusion in the land. Hallelujah. The Bible make it clear why God is sending a strong spirit of delusion in these end times. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. Simply put, God sends a strong delusion to those who choose not to believe the gospel of Christ, those who take delight in mocking and rejecting him. He will condemn. It is a person's choice whether to accept and believe the truth, Jesus Christ, as presented in the scriptures. To receive the truth and the love God offers, it is in keeping with this teaching. This is love for God, to obey his command, 1 John 5:3. To know the truth and not obey is to face the wrath of God. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Romans 1:18. Praise the Lord.
My Lord. You heard the word of the Lord, so we got to listen, be aware, and make the choice. Keep praying to line up with God's word and walk the path that he has set before us, where he is letting it with his word. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our Lord. Keep her as she continues to be used for your glory. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus.
We give honor to you, Lord, today. Help us in our ears to hear, but to obey and not take it lightly, the things that you are sending out for our ears to hear and for us to pass on as well to others. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We heard quite a few prayers that went forth for people already that our ears have heard, to keep those lifted up, because some of them was incorporated with the prayers tonight. So any other prayers, requests besides those that already been prayed for in the prayers, we want to take those prayer requests now.
Of course. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Buona. God is good. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers, girls. You're just the angels and you don't know. God is using you. Thank you. I just need a prayer for my grandchild, my granddaughter. She is in high school, but she was just sent home. The demons have just come on her. She's just talking things that people cannot hear, demon things. She cannot be in school now.
She's speaking what now?
Margaret. Her name is Margaret, my granddaughter.
Okay.
She was in school and she was sent away. Just the demon things have come on her, demonic things. Just seeing and talking widely.
Okay, demonic influences, okay. For her deliverance. Okay, then. Pastor Bird, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking Pastor Bird.
Hello?
She needs a line. She's still there.
Hello?
I was asking, were you still there? Sister Elsa, Mother Elsa was asking for a prayer for her granddaughter. She said she was in high school. But Elsa, yeah. I just pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. But anyway, your granddaughter, she said, was in high school, and she's home now. Her name is Margaret. And she,
yeah.
What I can understand, it sounds like she's been influenced by some demonic activity or influences. We're just praying for her deliverance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lobo She shared your thunder. Helebe Sando Bokora. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come boldly to your throne of grace. And we lift up Margaret to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, ha-la-la-la-sa. God, we know that in this generation, it's like I'm talking about those delusions that's coming forth. God, we know that our young people are being attacked, God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have people that don't believe in demons or devils, but they are real. So right now, Father God, as we lift her up to you, we bind her mind to the word of God. We come against every satanic force, God, that have come against her, in her mind, in her way of thinking, in the way she lived, whatever it is, God, that's holding her captive, we loose her now in Jesus' name. God, you said whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose in the earth is loosed in heaven. So, God, we loose up another mindset. We loose up another way of thinking. We loose up the word of God. We loose up the Holy Spirit right now in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. And we unwrap her from the traps that the devil have kept her bind in. And God, we say that she will only hear truth, and she will not receive anything else in her ears now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We say that she is delivered by your power and by your love and your authority in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that her parents will begin to pray and cover her even in the house of God, in Jesus' name. And we come against every evil force. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Our parents saved.
Yeah, they're all saved. They're all saved. Even she was in the choir. She's a Salvation Army. She was in the choir. She plays the choir, the cornet.
Praise God.
They're all saved.
They need to keep her prayed up.
She's just past grade. So she just in the high school. Just joined.
I have a request. One of our brothers at our church has passed away, and his mother, she's our matriarch, the first person who was in church with our apostle. She stood right by her side all the way to this day, at 29 years in ministry. And, you know, I know, you know, just keep them up in prayer. Keep them up in prayer. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Mother Lizanne, you take that prayer request. Brother Black said one of the brothers passed away in the church, and also just to keep the family lifted up before the Lord. Maybe she didn't hear me. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now, glory to God, for the family, glory to God, of the brother that passed away in the church. We pray for the mother. We pray, glory to God, for all the family members, even the church family and all those that love him, that you will strengthen them, encourage them, and keep, glory to God, that family, glory to God, covered under the blood. Would you touch and minister and lift their spirits, glory to God, give them strength to continue and to hold on to your word and to hold on to your promise. And God, we just ask you to send your ministering angels to their post in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Yes, this is Sister Edwards. I would like for you to pray again concerning my taste. This has been going on since February of this year. I've been to doctors. They really don't know what it is. I can taste food, but it's not the same as it used to be. So I don't know what's the problem.
Praise the Lord. Brother Black, you take that, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's for her. Go ahead.
Evangelist. God, we lift up evangelists before you in the name of Jesus, God, thanking you that it has already been done. Hallelujah. We just got to believe it. Thank you for it. God, even no matter how long it take, God, it's done. And we're not going to allow doubt and unbelief to try to penetrate in our mind. They have no place because the Spirit of the Lord is ruling and regulating over our mind and heart. And we're going to speak the word. We decree it. We declare it that these taste buds are active and alive and normal in our mouth. And God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. What the enemy meant for bad, God, let it be for her good and your glory. Let her taste buds be revived and be better than what it was before. God, we thank you for it. But we will continue to say every time doubt and unbelief came, we will continue to say, I refuse to disagree with the word. It's already done. We prayed about it, and my Father is an answering God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Yes, God. Amen. Thank you.
We're going to continue to confess it, then decree it and declare it, what God's word says, regardless of what we see or feel, because we walk it out by faith, and that's what the enemy wanted to do, to concentrate on it. But at least we praise God If God has brought part of it back, he can bring all of it back. So don't allow the enemy to steal from you like the brother said. We got to continue to speak yourself in Jesus' name. Even though we're off the air, there's still any prayer requests, so we still can take those.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to share that if we taste part of it, that means it's happening.
Yeah, that's what
that means
saying,
it's happening.
If you already did it part of the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Man.
Praise the Lord. Amen to that. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Well, even though we're off the air, if there's no more prayer requests, I do want to thank you for all the prayers and praying for our families and whatever like this. We pray also for that revival that's coming to keep us in prayer. December 6th through the 12th, still have two names confirmed, but I still want to go, time is getting short. So we'll inform you and so forth. But it is the 6th through the 12th, 7 o'clock. That's that Monday through Sunday. Our speakers as of now, praise the Lord, is Minister Black have that Sunday, which is on that 12th. Pastor Bird has that Friday night. Pastor Alexander out of Florida, Tampa, I believe, area. She'll have that Thursday night. Apostle Terry, Tara Terry will be on that Monday night to open us up. Praise the Lord. Believe in God for a move of God. Then Pastor Betty will be on that Saturday night. So Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm waiting for to find out whether Prophetess Moore is going to confirm on that Wednesday night. And I was waiting to hear from Pastor Moultrie. We did have Pastor Page, but he ended up having so much going on. He was overseeing four or five churches and whatever, and then he had some things going on at church and things going to working and whatever. So we're just going to allow that just to push him back until forward into into January for ministry for right now. So I had to wait for the Lord to confirm these other two. So in the meanwhile, just keep that lifted up in prayer. And what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus Christ? That's the theme, but they have topics. Each person has a topic for every night. We'll share that once we get the completion on the last two names. And then I will give you what their topics will be. But right now, what our theme is, what are you doing to change the atmosphere for Jesus Christ? Just like that one that was a good Samaritan. You so know how what he – so we got many other things that's going on in the Word that we're people have done and we should be doing or have done to change the atmosphere for Jesus Christ, for him to be glorified is what it's going to end up being. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, we praise God for all the prayers. It was so powerful, such an anointing, such love, compassion, and we pray God's blessings upon you all throughout the week as we prepare for someone's getting ready to say something. Okay, well, we're preparing for the second Sunday. And as I said last week, prayer warriors, just prepare yourself to be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Just be prepared. So anything that's been on your heart, you have to be open and stuff like that to hear. That's just something he's given me a little different just for the second Sunday. So just be on your post. So the Lord say the same. We'll look forward to God being glorified. No flesh on parade. Just God being glorified at each time we come together. So this might be a little different, but still yet it's a blessing. I like when he spices things up every once in a while. So in the meantime, we thank God so much for the prayers tonight and for the blessings and for those that have been praying behind the scenes and also for even those private prayers that I've received too as well for my family. I love you. I appreciate you, and I pray you continue to keep lifting up each other and lifting up Jesus most of all. And praying one for another. And we'll pray continual blessings, spiritual and natural and physical, and even some debt cancellation and some little unexpected common favor for God's blessing and even financial blessings unexpectedly coming in. All righty. Be blessed of the Lord as we have a closer walk with Jesus. You have a good night and so long, so long. Be encouraged.
Love you.
And be blessed.
So long.
Be blessed. So long, so long. We love you. God continue to bless and touch the bodies and heal. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve, and bless these servants of yours, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Praise God. Bless the holy name of God. Jesus. I keep thinking about this song, and I can't remember how I go, but don't come back. Bless the Lord, along with the glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. We love you, Salome. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Night.
Praise God.